Now 18 past the hour at News Radio KMAN. Troy Coverdale in for Brandon Peoples on In Focus for your Monday. Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo joining us. And we talked leading into the show that there's some animals that are going through processes that, well, we're all familiar with right now. And that's quarantine ahead of their opportunity to get into the open, if you will, a bit at Sunset Zoo.
Yeah, we're excited. Unfortunately or fortunately, now everyone kind of knows those terms, quarantine. But we have a couple of new sets of animals that are joining the mix of Sunset Zoo. We have two new pelicans that will be part of the South America exhibit here soon. They are a year and a year and a half old, so they're kind of youngsters, but we are getting two new pelicans that are getting ready to go out and be able to be part of our visitor experience soon. Those of you may have remembered about a month and a half ago, we put a story out that we lost our pelican that we'd had for nearly 36 years here at Sunset Zoo, and that's long past the life expectancy of a pelican, especially in the wild. But we are excited to have these two join us. They are now going through quarantine. They've been here for about 2 weeks, and we're just finishing everything up. They'll probably be, I know they will be out on exhibit here in July. So be sure to kind of be on the lookout for them. And then we also have, you may have seen a story that was in the press recently, as part of Expedition Asia, which is our brand new exhibit that we are building that gives homes to tigers, sloth bears, and leopards. That is being built right now here at Sunset Zoo. We are about midway through construction of the project, but we received our sloth bears about 2 weeks ago as well. Molly and Tess are their names. They're both girls. They have a very unique and special story. Molly and Tess, they again are very young. They're about 2 years old. Molly and Tess are the cubs of Priya, and Priya was actually here at Sunset Zoo for quite some time. So we received Molly and Tess from Idaho Falls, the Idaho Falls Zoo, and all our animals that we have relationships with other zoos, they are all part of the AZA, Association of Zoos and Aquariums program, where we get to essentially share animals. So it's all a very dedicated process where we put out there in our network, hey, we are looking for sloth bears, and the team goes right to work to look for the appropriate match for our program, and also to ensure that those bears are, you know, they're looked at health-wise, they're looked at to ensure that there's no health issues. And then we receive those bears. And then eventually Molly and Tess, like I said, are sisters. They are young, but they are also in the lifespan of sloth bears. They were starting to become teenagers, if you want to think of it that way, with their mom in Idaho Falls. So they were starting to become a little bit aggressive and, you know, just being bears, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was probably good timing for them to come to us. They will not be on display for the public until Expedition Asia opens, but we take this time. One, they are in quarantine. This is a brand new environment for them, so it's going to take them a little time, and then they will begin to work with our keepers and form that relationship. And then they do have a very large area that they're in right now. It's just, we want to acclimate them to their new home that's being built. So we're super excited to have them, and they'll be ready for everyone once Expedition Asia opens. And so we're excited to have them kind of come full circle. So once their mom was once here, and now they get a chance to come to Kansas, and we get a chance to share with the community what sloth bears are all about.
That Expedition Asia area, how long has this been in the works for the zoo?
So it's been a very long process for us. We did fundraising for over 5 years to enable the ability to build these exhibits. It was a true community partnership with the City of Manhattan, as well as our Sunset Zoo Zoological Trust Board, went on a very big fundraising campaign. This is over a $4.3 million project. Mm. So it's no small potatoes. We had lots and lots of people that have made this possible, and we could not do it without those donors. And we have so many donors that have made an impact on Sunset Zoo for a lifetime, really. These exhibits are true state of the art. They're what you see when you go to more modern zoos. And we try to stay modern, but we have to do that in stages here at Sunset Zoo. We've been around this community since 1933. So we are very excited to bring these three new exhibits to the community for a lifetime. And we thank our donors for that especially.
It is so important to be able to refresh, if you will, the zoo at the different intervals and be able to be up to date as much as possible, because people are always looking for different experiences.
They are. And with Expedition Asia, they will see that not only with, you know, these new exhibits for the animals, but it will create a new environment while you're visiting Sunset Zoo. So one, it will create large new homes for these animals, but it will create experiences where they will have training, what we call training walls. And the training walls will be an experience where the keeper of those animals will be able to interact with the animal. Now, not inside the exhibit, everything's up to code and very safe, but our audience, our visitors, will get to see that interaction. And when we do training with the animals, it's a way to ensure that they are showing us the needs that they have to remain healthy, like showing us their teeth so we can ensure that there's no infection, showing us their paw so that we can ensure that they're able to, you know, walk, you know, and play correctly, and showing us things that ensure their health. We're able to give injections to them for just daily routine things without having to put them under anesthesia with those kinds of training tools. And, you know, there are times we do need to do things like that. We do have an animal hospital here at Sunset Zoo, thanks to Dr. James Carpenter and the K-State Vet Med program. Those of you who don't know, I mean, obviously we have a very, very experienced vet med program here at Kansas State University, but it is a part of the entire program where the students in vet med will come take care of exotic animals, and those animals happen to be here at Sunset Zoo. So there's times when they do get their annual checkup in a hospital type environment, but there are also daily opportunities that we work with our animals. So our visitors will have a chance to see that with Expedition Asia, and as well, they'll have the opportunity to stroll through these exhibits that will be completely 100% ADA accessible, which if you've visited our zoo, we are quite steep. And there are some portions of the zoo that were not really walkable for our entire community. And this exhibit will now make that possible.
This may be an odd question, but what's the biggest challenge the zoo faces on a daily basis?
Well, challenge, I think, would be to just ensure that, one, we want to ensure that our animals are getting the best care, and that's never a challenge for us, but we want to ensure that we have, you know, the greatest care possible, and by building Expedition Asia, that's creating a solution mm-hmm. to that, as well as we want our visitors to come have a great experience, and I think right now, one of our challenges is that we are under construction. So we ask for your patience during this time. There are still plenty of animals and experiences to be had here at Sunset Zoo. But to ensure a great new component of Sunset Zoo, we need to be under construction with those exhibits. Therefore, about a third to almost a half of our zoo is not viewable because it's under in the construction zone. So that is a bit of a challenge, but we are facing it with adversity and going forward. And our visitors have really, you know, adopted that. There, we have plenty to still see. All of our chimps are still on display. And those of you may have seen that Susie just turned 67 a couple of weeks ago. She is the oldest chimp in human care at a zoo. So we're super proud to have Susie and the rest of the troop with us. Our cheetahs, all of Australia, South America, some of our Kansas animals. So we've got plenty of zoo to still, you know, have a great afternoon or morning. And then, you know, so I think that that seems to be a bit of a challenge, but also there will be great reward in the end.
That's the best part of it, is that you still have the ability to remain open and give people an opportunity to see things while taking care of construction instead of having to shut down completely.
Yes, and many zoos do have to do that. They have to shut down completely, or, you know, they don't have that ability to be open to the public. But that is why we are here. We want to be able to serve our community. And we are a very unique zoo that has up close personal views of a lot of our animals. And we've seen that from our guests and our members, that they love coming to our zoo because they have a relationship with the animals that they get a chance to see, and they get a chance to see them very up close. And so we're proud of that. And our keepers and all of our staff do just a tremendous job to ensure that these animals have the best home and the best care possible. And it's right here in Manhattan, Kansas. And a lot of people don't realize that either, that we're right here, and it's a great thing for our community. And we are an asset to Manhattan.
Melissa, thank you. Appreciate the chat again today. And we'll look forward to catching up to you again soon.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. We always enjoy it, and thank K-Man for letting us be a part of the community.
Melissa Kirkwood with the Sunset Zoo joining us on In Focus in this first half hour. Coming back, we get to turn our attention to University for Man as Linda Teamer joins us coming up, as we're glad to have you along today here on In Focus on KMAN.